On to the question. Each week I try to answer a question you submitted. This one is a good one. When you feel God put something on your heart, or you feel led by God to go in this or that direction, but your spouse doesn't agree or support you, how do you handle this according to God's word? Jesse, you could have just asked me this at home. I'm kidding. All the questions are anonymous. It should be that way. But I do love the depth of these questions you guys are asking. Seeking answers according to God's word. That is so encouraging to me. Well, according to God's word, you can go against your spouse when it comes to being a Christian, when it comes to following Christ. Like if your spouse says, do not love Jesus, you can go ahead and disobey your spouse. Luke 14, 25 says this, a large crowd was following Jesus. He turned around and said to them, if you want to be my disciple, you must hate everyone else by comparison. Your father, your mother, your wife, children, leaving no one out, brothers and sisters, yeah, even your own life. Otherwise, you cannot be my disciple. And if you do not carry your own cross, that was an instrument of death, and follow me, you're not my disciple. The only other instruction biblically is 1 Corinthians 7. 1 Corinthians 7, the believers in Corinth, the city of Corinth, were asking, now that we follow Jesus, what should we do? Should we leave our unbelieving spouse? Should we quit our jobs? What should we do? And his answer was, remain as you were when you became a Christian. Stay there. That's biblically, okay? That's all the Bible has to say on this issue. Now, to be frank with you, every idea that I have is not the voice of God. In 2010, getting personal here, I thought God wanted me to cash out my retirement and give it all to a missionary project. And my wife said, are you sure? Now, I want to say this. Just because you're the most passionate doesn't mean you're always right. Whoever's the most passionate in an argument is not always the right one. So we did not. We did not. In hindsight, this was 2010, this is 15 years later, hindsight, she was right, and I was wrong. But I felt that. And so the answer is, you can follow God right where you are. You can make disciples, you can love people. If God wants you somewhere else, he will get you there. To be totally transparent, I wanted to be a missionary. Missionaries were the ones. Radical, risk-taking, go where no one else will go because they're pansies. But, truthfully, God wanted me here. He did. He wanted me to love and care for you, to shepherd you, to teach you, to love you. And I would have made a terrible missionary. 13 years ago, being honest here, I would have argued with you about what God's will was for my life. I would have argued with you and tried to beat you over the head with the Bible that I was supposed to be a missionary. You remember this, Jesse? And I can tell you now, I would have been wrong. Because this is exactly what God wanted me to do, even though this isn't what I thought he wanted me to do. So keep longing for God to move. If this is you, I don't even know who put this question in. And keep taking steps right where you are to make disciples around you, to care for the people around you, to be a good spouse. I know a friend personally who wants to be used by God and be a missionary, and he doesn't even love his wife.